Governor Evers' administration announced a $75 million grant program for transportation projects around Wisconsin yesterday. The money would be divided among cities, towns, and counties, and those local governments would apply for grants for projects for local roads or other transportation spending. The possibility that some of this money could now possibly fund Milwaukee's streetcar has some Republican senators calling for an override of Evers' budget veto that affected the program. Laurel White is WPR State Capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
All right. It's a little convoluted how it was in the budget. It got vetoed and that took us here. Give us the timeline on that.
All right. So essentially what happened was when the governor issued his 78 partial vetoes of the state budget, this little pot of transportation money was one of those 78 partial vetoes. And what he did was he took $90 million that the Republican legislature had earmarked as one-time spending for transportation projects for local governments across Wisconsin, and not only reduced the amount from 90 to 75, but took away some earmarks that the legislature had put in there. They had specified of that $90 million, how much was supposed to go to counties, how much was supposed to go to cities and towns, how much was supposed to go to villages, et cetera. The governor took away all those earmarks and said, I'm just going to give this $75 million to the Department of Transportation to do with as they will. They can sort of decide and prioritize. And what the Department of Transportation announced this week is they're using that $75 million for a grant program.
So how will that grant program work? How can local governments tap into that?
So it's going to be, as grant programs are, on an application basis. They are still going to divide it into those three different pots of money for the different sizes of communities. So, counties will be competing against counties, villages will be competing against villages, et cetera, and specific amounts are going to those places. The way that the state and other stakeholders are going to decide who gets the money, according to the head of the State Department of Transportation, is there's going to be an analysis based on economic impact. They say that the projects need to be pitched in terms of how much of a benefit is this going to have for local economies and the statewide economy.
And a key here, these are transportation projects, which doesn't just mean road projects.
Exactly. This is another important change. So the money that was originally allocated by the legislature in the budget was to the local road improvement program, which is exclusively for local governments to use for roads. Under this grant program, the Department of Transportation is opening it up to any sort of transportation program. So that could include public transit, it could include bike paths or pedestrian walkways or harbor improvements, any sort of thing that falls under the larger umbrella of transportation.
Let's give a listen to DOT Secretary Craig Thompson talking about that point.
But the point of the matter is not the project itself, it's what the end result is. It's the economic development that comes out of that. And so the governor, and I agreed, did not want to limit that strictly to that it would have to be a local road project.
That's the argument from the administration. What kind of pushback are we hearing now from members of the legislature?
So it's pretty strong pushback, actually. We've heard from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. They are not pleased with this grant program. And I think it's kind of boiling down to one particular potential use for this money, and that's the Milwaukee streetcar. This was something that came up during the unveiling of the grant program. A reporter asked, now, could potentially a program like the Milwaukee streetcar apply for this money and get it? The administration said, sure, that's something that would be eligible. And Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald responded to that pretty quickly and said, you know, this isn't the sort of thing that we should be sending state money to. The governor said that he was going to be sending money to fix roads in Wisconsin and that particularly rural communities across the state should be concerned if more state money could go to something like the streetcar.
What would have to happen for Republicans to stop that from happening?
So this is something that Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald did talk about when he issued his statement pushing back on the program. He said that he's considering a veto override of the governor, which would essentially take it back to that first step that the governor made to put this whole grant program in place, right? That $75 million, taking away the earmarks. Senator Fitzgerald said we're considering calling the Senate in, overriding that veto, which would essentially take that funding back to $90 million and give it just to that local road improvement program, We've also heard from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and he says that he's strongly considering a veto override as well.
But that would take what? What would have to happen in the legislature?
So that would take a two-thirds vote of both of the chambers of the state legislature. And we know, of course, that Republicans have a majority in both the state Senate and the state Assembly, but they don't quite have that two-thirds majority that they would need for that veto override. So they would need some Democrats to come on board and vote for that.
This is all over the hypothetical application from Milwaukee to use the money for a streetcar, and then the state would have to approve that and say, yeah, you can get that bit of the grant money for it. Is there any indication that Milwaukee is planning to apply for that?
You know, actually, according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett indicated that the city is not considering that application. So as you said, you know, it would take quite a few steps for that to take place. They would have to apply, the funding would have to be approved, and it sounds like the application might not even be happening.
Do we know when these applications are due?
We don't yet. So this is still pretty early in the process of the grant program being rolled out. We know that the State Department of Transportation is setting up this committee that's going to oversee the grants. It's going to be about half DOT employees and half stakeholders from local governments that are going to decide who gets this money.
We'll leave it there on that issue, Laurel. Briefly, we're going to talk about this more, but the state capitol, where you are usually working, not open for business most of the day today.
Nope. Was closed down today because of power outages in downtown Madison. So a little bit of a quieter Friday, at least. Things have been moved outside of the capitol building itself today.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much.
That's Laurel White, WPR state capitol reporter. We talked to her about a new grant program announced by the Evers administration that's facing some pushback and a potential attempt at a veto override from leaders in the state Senate and state Assembly.